In Verona, 19 homes were damaged as well as an elementary school, but city police say most of the residents will be able to get back into their homes by tomorrow. Before touring the damage, Governor Walker spoke with one homeowner who had already been reimbursed by an insurance company.
At least one of the companies already cut a check to replace their two vehicles that were severely damaged. So we'll be monitoring to that to make sure that insurance that's been purchased is followed through on. But the bottom line is we're going to make sure for those who don't have a safety net, we're able to help them out. But the good news is it appears that most of the property owners here and at other sites across the state are in pretty good shape from what I've toured.
Some Verona residents near where the tornado touched down said they didn't hear the warning siren. Others said they depended on their smartphones and texts from neighbors that urged them to get into their basements. Governor Walker says that's how he and his wife, staying in the governor's mansion in Madison last night, were warned of the high winds that also blew through the capital city.
So it's the wonders of technology, not just relying on a siren, but on our phones going off. So it's the wonders of multiple layers of communications, none of which are foolproof, but again, always looking for ways to improve. I think adding phone access has been one more of those technologies that many communities have added.
The National Weather Service says the damage in Verona was likely caused by two smaller twisters merging and then touching down. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.